Hello to you, Monday, holiday week. So much happening. Excited for that. You got me today, you got me tomorrow. And that's it. Then little vacation time, which I'm excited about. It's a holiday week. I got it all planned out. So there's all of that. I want to hear from some people that maybe traveled this past weekend. Maybe you went to the Stiller game in Chicago. Now, I've already heard from some people outside of this show who went to the Stiller game in Chicago and various other places since the new airport has been open. And maybe I'll talk to Rich Fitzgerald about this coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Oh, top of the next hour, I have a local superintendent. And you remember I was talking about standardized tests last week? There just so happened to be a story this weekend in the trip. What's the chances? And he has backbone, which I like. He went on the record and said, you know what? These state standardized tests, I'm not a big fan. There's probably a lot of people who feel that way. Not a lot who are willing to say it on the record. We'll hear from him coming up to start the 4 o'clock hour. Back to the airport. A lot of people traveled over the past week since the new airport's been open. You know what I hear? And this is the vast majority of people I've talked to. The airport's beautiful. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. You can just feel it in the air. The air feels different. It's spacious. It's big. We should be so proud of it. Oh, what else? Tell me more. Well, the parking situation sucks. I'm just telling you what I hear. I have not been there. I have not gone. But, you know, I didn't see Babe Ruth play either. But I go by accounts of people who did or books. You know, you go by the people that saw it with their own eyes. And that's where we are with this. That has been the overwhelming feedback. The new airport's beautiful. The parking situation sucks. And I ask people to dive into it a little bit more who say that. Somebody writes me and says, that's 100% my experience as well. Everything about the parking situation is terrible. From the lack of shuttles to the names of the parking lot areas that make no sense. It's all bad in winter. And you conceivably could wait outside in the parking lot for 15 plus minutes waiting for a shuttle to pick you up. And you have no idea when it's coming. It's a total planning failure. Another one. I haven't parked at the airport in years. Just use the offsite parking services. Mine's Fast Park. They're reasonably priced. The shuttles are usually available every 5, 10, 15 minutes or so. And it takes you right to your terminal. Next one. Parking rates at Greater Pitt are an outrage. At least they have a good page on the website to show you how much you'll be ripped off on their site. 1 week executive, $304. Terminal garage, $240. Terminal lot, $152. Shuttle lot, $64. Off-site, pick you up at your car, drop at the terminal, $104. And lastly, somebody writes, and I put decent value in this, before you waited 30 seconds for a tram, now you wait 15 minutes for a bus. They spent $1.7 billion to save $2 million a year on operating costs, while at the same time raising landing fees. Should have just spent the money to subsidize lower landing fees and attract way more direct flights. I'll tell you, the overwhelming feedback I've gotten is that the parking situation is not as good as it once was. You get your arm twisted into paying more, much more, to park in the garage. That's the only way you can kind of save time, and you definitely don't save money. For some people, they said that their parking for 3 days was more than their flight. It shouldn't be that way. I don't know of any other way to say it. It just shouldn't be that way. How much they want to charge at one of those lots or one of the garages is arbitrary. If somebody said, we're going to charge you $5, they could charge you $5. If they say, we're going to charge you $50, they're going to charge you $50. And that's the way that it works at the airport. Look, I'm not trying to tell you something's bad when everybody's told you that something's beautiful and great and wonderful. But it seemed like when it was devised and when it was thought up, that was the one thing a lot of people circled and said, can they do parking better? I've heard it's become worse. This will keep those off-site places Globe Parking, places like that, in business, and probably make them even more business. Here's one thing, though, with me. When I land and get off of a plane, I want to go right to my car and get the hell home. I don't want to be on another shuttle. I don't want to be schlepped around. Maybe, just maybe, this will have a spike in Uber as well and rideshare services. I don't know, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. It is still in its infancy, but the other thing is this. It's a holiday week now, too. They jumped right into it and jumped in pretty heavy. Dave's in Rankin. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Colin. How was your weekend?
It was good. And another one's coming up.
That's good.
Pretty big.
Yeah, man, you got a long week coming up. I got Thanksgiving off. I'm thankful for that. One of my guys offered to work for me. He didn't have to. So I'm going to take that as a yay and a plus and just enjoy the holiday. But, well, real quick about the airport, I'm kind of on the fence because I don't use it. You know what I mean? But I used to go to the old airport. I was an independent courier at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that job, being independent, it was an absolute nightmare because I was trying to slip in and out without getting busted and stuff like that. But I always hated going to the airport. But I think you're right. I think in time, maybe some of the quirks and bugs will be worked out and it'll get better. But I agree with you on the parking front. That's ridiculous. As far as Trump goes, you know, you said that he slipped a bit in maybe his ratings and, you know, the overall momentum he had going. I agree with you, but I don't really think he cares. What do you think?
Well, he might not care, but do you know who does care? Is J.D. Vance, who's going to try to get elected next time.
Well, that's true. That's true. And it's not fair to him if he's flip about it, but he's flip about everything. So do you think he's really worried about him, about J.D. Vance?
That I don't know. And that's a million, gazillion, quadrillion dollar question. Is he really worried about anything other than his own presidency? And is he really worried about his party moving forward? You know, Donald Trump's momentum has definitely ground to a halt, particularly in the last couple hours, too, over what just happened with this ruling. So that being said, I don't know if he'll listen to anybody in the Republican Party. He kind of feels like he's his own party, but there has to be something and a big win he has to have in order to seize it back. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So much more to get into. Coming up next, I'll grab your calls, but also, I need to point something out about local college basketball. Because it would be right about this time of year, we should be in the middle of something, and it doesn't exist anymore. That's bothersome. In November, which is now, of tornadoes in the Houston area right now going on. Man, the world's a crazy place. It just is. Anyway, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Oh, I had a cup of tea went down wrong. All right, give a listen to this. So Pitt, University of Pittsburgh, they lost to Quinnipiac last night in basketball. And I'll tell you what, some of this isn't getting talked about because the Steelers lost yesterday. And that's like the big sports topic, okay? But give a listen to, and I compiled this list, in the past 4 years, here are some of the non-conference teams that Pitt has played at the Peterson Event Center. You ready for this? These aren't all of them, but here's some of the non-conference teams they have played. Youngstown State, Longwood, Eastern Michigan, Bucknell, Quinnipiac, which they lost to, Hofstra, Binghamton, they played them twice, Radford, Murray State, Garner Webb, VMI, Eastern Kentucky, Sam Houston, North Carolina A&T, Florida Gulf Coast, Jacksonville twice, Canisius, South Carolina State, Purdue Fort Wayne, UT Martin, Alabama State, Fairleigh Dickinson, William & Mary, Sacred Heart, North Florida, Citadel, which they lost to, UNC Wilmington, Towson, UMBC, which they lost to, Colgate, and Monmouth, which they lost to. They've played all those tomato cans on their home floor before the holidays. Do you know which name I didn't read off because they've not played them in the last 4 years? Duquesne. Duquesne. You know what's bothersome from a local standpoint? It's because the coach won't play. You know what's bothersome? It's ridiculous that Pitt basketball can find time to lose to Quinnipiac and Citadel and Monmouth and UMBC and play Binghamton twice, but they can't find time to put Duquesne on their schedule. Playing the city game, which would be happening right around now, it was always about the 1st of December, right? Playing the city game annually would actually add some excitement to the early season schedule and is always guaranteed to be in Pittsburgh. Even if you go on the road, play them at the arena. They're not going to, Duquesne, ask you to come to their place, the old-fashioned Palumbo, or whatever they call it now, the Cooper Center. They're not going to make you go there. They'll split it, as I was told. Two at Pitt, two neutral site, maybe even 3-1. The fact that Pitt lost to Quinnipiac last night, that's one thing. The fact they play all these tomato cans, Sam Houston, Alabama State, Purdue Fort Wayne, South Carolina State, that's another thing. But when you jumble all that together and you don't play a school that's 2 miles away from you, it just looks bad. In this day and age where travel is a ton, where you pay out these guaranteed games, where you do all this, you got to promote regional rivalries. You just do. Somebody needs to get over it. Somebody needs to figure it out. Somebody needs to come to some conclusion. And maybe it's Pitt's new athletic director that says, hey, we're going to play the city game. Maybe I'm just old school. Maybe I'm somebody that's archaic. Maybe I'm a dinosaur. But when Pitt and Duquesne got together every year, when I was a little kid, and then a lot older than just a little kid, it was one of those can't-miss events for me. It just was. The way that the Duquesne people held on for so long through so much terrible basketball, but then they would have their shot at Pitt, and they'd lose a lot. But if by chance they'd win, it was like their Super Bowl. The way Pitt would have to get up for that game because it's just Duquesne, but they knew they'd get their best shot from Duquesne, and they also knew they'd see those kids around in summer league, around in Pittsburgh, maybe out on the south side. It added to it. The fact that I got to see, if I go down to the Pete, Youngstown State or Quinnipiac or Longwood or Sacred Heart, but I don't get to see Duquesne, it's just a travesty. It is. Whoever is in charge, now that Pitt has another athletic director, needs to circle back, needs to figure it out, and needs to find a way that those two play. Could you ever imagine Xavier and Cincinnati not playing? No! They just make it happen, no matter the circumstances. That's what's got to happen here. You know when I was reminded of it? When Pitt lost to Quinnipiac. If they do that, hell, they could lose to Duquesne. At least it would make people happy, and even more so, they'd have a much more full house. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. News, bottom of the hour, KDK. Huh, what do we need to know for antler deer season? You know what a lot of people know? People who don't hunt, school kids, are off. That's the extent of their knowledge. So there's that. I'll tell you this, I've seen more deer in the past month than maybe any time ever in my life. Honestly, not kidding about that. Top of the hour, can't wait for this. One local school superintendent has said, on the record, something that I bet a lot of people in a parallel position at other schools want to say, but they won't say it. And I think this person deserves a ton of credit for it. You know who else deserves credit? Big turkey drive today. Lots going on. Our great friend Richard Bazzi from Schultz Ford. Now, I woke up today to all the stuff from Bubba and Melanie and all kinds of people. I made it in just after they were in the side room. They were answering a bunch, in the theater actually, answering a bunch of phones, giving away 1,000 turkeys. And it's like old hat for the man with the big hat. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hey, Colin, how are you?
Wonderful. Busy day for you today, huh?
Busy day, not for me, but for everybody that's supporting this.
Yeah, but you facilitate it, though. Without your guidance, without your leadership, it's a big trickle-down.
It is, and it's fun, and it's wonderful. And there's so many individual shout-outs that that I'd like to say, but I'll forget somebody, so I won't say any.
Well, start with some of them, though.
Fabulous.
Who makes it all happen?
Well, Diane Gibson. Diane Gibson is able to. How do you come up with 1,000 turkeys in this environment right now today? I don't know how she did it, but she has done it, and it's unbelievable. So thank you, Diane, and thank you to the whole team. I mean, I've got a bank of 10 people sitting down there. It's like an old Jerry Lewis telethon, only it's a radiothon.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It really is pretty cool, and it's cool to see everybody united behind a single goal, and a single really is to reach out, use our platform to be able to help the whole community and to open up everybody's eyes, because everybody can make a difference.
You know what's interesting?
It's not 1,000 turkeys.
What's interesting to me about the 1,000 turkeys is it's an endeavor that in 2 weeks from now, the team will start getting working on next year. But whenever you really condense it down to getting the turkeys from one place to another, it's just a couple days' work when it's go time, Richard. That's what fascinates me logistically about this. The window's small because you're dealing with a perishable.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And, we do it in stages because we also give turkey to each employee. So today was the distribution of the employee turkeys. Tomorrow will be the distribution of the general public's, because when you call, you know, we ask you where you'd like to pick your turkey up, which location. So tomorrow will be that part, and then we have some that we deliver, and it's really a great effort by all, and we're really looking forward to it. I have to tell you, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite meals and one of my favorite holidays. We don't have to worry about what we buy who, or, oh, they bought me a gift, I have to buy them a gift. You know, we don't do any of that. We just...
Let me ask you this. Since taking over the Wheeling store, since, annexing that dealership in, one, are they taking part in all of this? And two, are they still reeling from those floods down there?
Yes and yes. They are taking part. We do something a little different there. We do use the food bank for our distribution. And so, yes, they are partaking. Yes, they are still feeling the effects of the flooding, which is why it's so important for us to stay involved. And definitely just a little bit different, but yes, for sure.
Our great friend, Richard Bazzi, joining. There were 1,000 turkeys gave away. Came at the food bank, the phone bank, full of people, full of employees, full of other people answering phones for him. What was the first time you did this? When was it? And what sort
With
of
Luke Ravenstahl.
Oh yeah.
When Luke Ravenstahl was the mayor of this city, when the city was absolutely must have been crazy to make him a mayor. And Luke, if you're listening, you know I mean that, and I'm sorry. However, that was the first one. And that would be, I don't even know how long ago that was, but it was wild. And so here, you know, I cannot have a show here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I just can't do it without talking about the Pittsburgh, you know what?
The Steelers. Are you down on the Steelers, or are they just finding their own level? Like, I'm not down because this is what they are. You were too high to begin with.
Oh man, I have been a supporter. You know, I've been a supporter. I think it's time for honestly, come on, guys, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, do I want to go back to the mantra of talking about the offensive coordinator? I don't know. Do I want to talk about the defensive coordinator? I don't know. The players still have to play the game. And I think the players are doubting themselves right now. And I think that's a dangerous slope to be on. And I say that not because I have inside information, but because I watch the interviews and I dissect them and I try to understand where their head is. And I got to tell you, it's not a pretty place for them to be. I am so disappointed. And I'll be honest, I don't know how do you coach that? Like, it's okay. It's just one game and we can do that, but then we keep doing it. And next week we'll play well. And then the week after that we won't. And it's just, we need a really big change. And I'm not calling for anybody's job. I don't know who, but I know we need a very big change.
Well, okay. If there needs to be a really big change and you're not calling for a job, what's going to happen then? Like, there has to be a seismic shift.
It has to be a seismic shift, but that's not my place to make that call. It would be up to those. If those in power agree, it would be up to them to figure that out. But they have to agree. You know, a well-defined problem is half the solution. You keep asking yourself why, you really only come back to one answer.
Yeah, I know the answer, and it's simple, and it's been my answer for 4 or 5 years now, particularly.
Oh, don't say it. Don't say it.
Oh, I would have got rid of Mike Tomlin the night they lost the pandemic playoff game when he lost to a coach that was in his basement.
He was in his basement. He couldn't. Yeah, but it was, what's his name? The Cleveland coach.
Stefanski.
Yeah, he could. Yeah.
On his home field.
He wasn't even on the field.
Right.
He wasn't even on the field.
He coached a game, an away game, from his basement, and he beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, come on.
And the image I have of that game is Ben Roethlisberger and his center sitting on that bench, right? Marquise Pouncey,
yep.
Sitting on that bench together, utterly defeated. That's the image I remember from that.
That's precisely what happened.
And I want to see this team get better. The crazy thing to me, Colin, we have the talent. We have the talent. It's, you know, I mean, DK, come on. We paid him $150 million. We must have thought something of him. Why aren't we using him the right way?
It is crazy. Well, I just wanted you to jump on for a little bit. I know you don't.
Thank you. In other words, I'm taking up too much time.
No. I've just got to get to a break. And I know that sometimes you're not embarrassed is the wrong word, but I always like to give you credit when you do great things. Some people don't like to take credit for it. It needs to be recognized 100%. 1,000 turkeys is 1,000 turkeys. I mean, doing one thing for one person is a ton. The volume of stuff you do for people, and not just around the holidays, and the volume of stuff you do for people that doesn't get advertised, Richard, I just need to scream it from the mountaintops. You're a good man, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Colin.
Absolutely. Our guy, Richard Bazzi, 1,000 turkeys over this holiday season that he's given away. It's unfathomable how much he does for others, and needed to point that out today. 866-391-1020 is that number. Top of the hour. One local superintendent, and I wish there were more people like this guy in education. Here we are, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Top of the hour. A man who I think has guts. A lot of guts. A local school system superintendent who said in a story that ran over the weekend what needed to be said about education. At least I think. Again, 866-391-1020. Listen for that drive at 5. The story is driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by Service Master Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Peggy's in North Hills. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Colin. Hey, I don't know if I came to the party late, but you mentioned deer. A couple years ago, I killed Rudolph. He totaled my car. It was a brand new car. He came out of nowhere. And my sister-in-law told me, she said, "Don't you have deer whistles on your car?" And I said, "What?" And she told me about these whistles. You get them. I got them from Amazon. And they're like a little whistle, about 2 inches. They come with a little pad. You stick them on your bumper, or I tucked mine in the grill.
Yeah, I've seen these things. They look like They almost look like a Christmas light type thing, but they're like hollow through it. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I swear to God, I'm driving through North Park right now, and there's a deer just was back there a ways, back by the picnic tables. He's standing there looking at me. I have driven through neighborhoods where these people feed the deer because they pretend like, oh, I got a pet that doesn't poop in the living room, so here's my pet.
Yeah.
So they feed the deer. And they're I was driving down Ingemar Road, and there was deer on both sides of the road standing there looking at me. They paralyze them. They just terrify them, and they stand still. So it's worth it. They're less than $10. You can get them at auto goods store. I got mine from Amazon. But just, you know, these deers are so destructive, and there are so many. I just wish they would open up hunting a little bit wider.
I agree. Now, let me ask you this. Did you have trouble with insurance and everything when you hit that deer?
Nope. I did not. Not a bit. They tried. They kind of like...
866-391-1020. I think Peggy said a not nice word. I had to hit the button. The crazy button. Wow. I think it just came out. That was a nice conversation. I'm on the fence if that was a bad word or not. But did you hear it, Margo, or no?
I dumped it just in case.
Yeah, so did I.
You can never be too careful.
You can't be too careful. Okay, on a 1 to 100, 100 being absolutely positively sure you can't say that word on the radio, 1 being yes, you could say that word on the radio, what percentage are you that was a bad word for the radio?
I'm 50.
I'm... 6'7", 67%.
What is wrong? Why would you say 6'7"?
Because I'm two-thirds. Okay. I'm two-thirds thinking that is... Why would you say 6? I did it. You know, I'm trying to
you
be...
You had to on
I'm,
purpose.
I'm trying to be timely.
No.
I think it's two-thirds. You cannot say that. One-third, you can. Now, it might be such an old-timey word... that it was okay back in the day that it's evolved. You see what I'm saying?
I guess anybody
doesn't know what she said because we dumped it, you could text 866-391-1020, and I will text you back and let you know what Peggy said. You're only 50-50 that was bad?
I got to listen back.
No.
It flowed so easily.
Yes, but you know what word it was, right? Don't repeat it. But you know what she said, right?
I think so. I mean, I don't know how to say it without...
No, don't say it!
No, Peggy. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, my gosh. Peggy seemed like the sweetest lady. Then she just fires off some barroom talk. My gosh. Top of the hour. A superintendent that I think's doing the right thing. Wait till you hear this. Whew. News first. KDKA.